1. In spite of the scale of its budget, the Pentagon does not file fully audited financial statements. 2. There was and still is much reason for optimism that dialogue can become more frequent and meaningful and cover a wider range of topics. 3. Being an ally to several countries worldwide, the U.S. Army was involved in almost every war that had happened in the history of the world. 4. Territories and interests are some of the things that armies need to protect in a nation, whether the disturbance may come internally or externally.
5. As the increase of turmoil between countries and nations arises all over the world, an increase in protection and defense becomes a priority to all governments.
6. America prides itself on being the world's technological powerhouse, but that is a diminishing advantage when others have a clearer view of why they are aiming at the stars. 7. Chinese President Xi Jinping showcased China's military priorities when last week he encouraged his country's Air Force to better integrate its air and space capabilities. 8. China intends to strengthen its naval capability to secure future lines of communication, increase military contacts with other countries, and take on ever more responsibility in dealing with regional and global security threats. 9. The PLA assured that China would not seek hegemony and its military strategy remained defensive, but the U.S. continues to feel that China is building a military capability that is not necessary to address the purely defensive strategic goals it claims it has. 10. The Security Council should be aimed at ensuring the overall interests of peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and in Northeast Asia, promoting the six-party talks and the denuclearization process on the peninsula, and safeguarding the international non-proliferation regime.